It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome into the Rockies Insider. I'm your Rockies Insider, Patrick Lyons, previewing this Los Angeles Angels series, hearing from Kyle Freeland and Warren Schaefer on their thoughts regarding this 2025 campaign. And if I've got time, an interesting topic about what you want from your local nine, what you want from your team. Yeah, you want wins, but at all costs. Let's jump into some of the comments that Kyle Freeland had after his start on Tuesday. His message to fans, he said, quote, "It's hard to send a positive message out to fans right now. Three straight 100 loss seasons, sniffing an MLB record this year. Not a lot has gone correctly for us. I know the stuff that has been mostly in the second half. We've been playing much better baseball, but the consistency still isn't there. So I really don't know what to say to fans right now. This is a very tough time for the Colorado Rockies baseball. We're not out here trying to lose. We want to win ball games. We want to be in a playoff run. We want to be in a division hunt, and we're not. Can't snap your fingers and make that happen. Takes a lot of hard work behind the scenes, a lot of hard work from guys in this clubhouse, a lot of hard work from the front office to get where we want to get where we want to be. And we're not in that position right now. So my message to the fans is stick with us. I know it's extremely tough. Believe me, we understand how hard this feels. I wear this stuff every single night. Myself personally, I'm from Denver. I hate this." End quote. Kyle Freeland, a lot more composed than when he was asked a similar question early on in the season when the rails were falling off in a way that no one could have possibly expected. And it was really bad, got choked up just a little bit, not really knowing what to say. And it's been several months since then. And Freeland was a lot more composed. But when he mentioned being from Denver, there was definitely something different. There was a tinge of something there behind his eyes, in his voice, when he said that in the clubhouse Tuesday night, because this has been really hard for him. And he has been wearing this. His extension, don't forget, his extension was signed after, around the same time, but still after Chris Bryant. And Chris Bryant is nowhere to be seen in the Rockies clubhouse. Does not wear a single thing, despite the fact being a large part of the Rockies payroll over their four worst seasons in franchise history. And yeah, they've had some really bad seasons in their history. And yet the worst four come with Chris Bryant's name at the top of the payroll. But Kyle Freeland, as a local guy, you know, he can't escape this. A lot of guys, when the season's over, they get to go somewhere else. Kyle Freeland, not so much. You know, this is his hometown. This is his hometown team. This is an organization that he helped take to the postseason in back-to-back years in 2017 and 2018. He was fourth in the NL Cy Young Award voting in 2018, something that only three other men in franchise history have ever sniffed, getting that close to winning a Cy Young Award or even getting acknowledged for having that kind of success. So his career starts off about as high as any Rockies pitcher had ever started. And for him to be a local guy, a local kid, making good, for it to go like this is really tough, is really hard. And, you know, he doesn't have a say in what the front office does. He doesn't. He does have a voice. And I imagine this year he is going to express that to the front office and say that we can't keep doing this. This is embarrassing, because it is. He knows it. The organization knows it. But the organization has been fine with being embarrassing the last few years. They really have. Trading Nolan Arenado in and of itself was an embarrassment. That, sure, maybe the entire organization didn't co-sign that. It was really only Dick Monfort. But the organization needs to communicate that to the owner that, hey, this is an embarrassment. And we all deserve better. The players deserve better. Kyle Freeland deserves better. And most importantly, the fans deserve better. Warren Schaefer, when asked about the organization and where it was at, said, thank you. Thank you so much for sticking with us through this tough time, this elongated, tough time, years. And I hope they, talking to you, the fans, have seen progress over the year. I really do. I hope they've seen progress in terms of the way we play the game. And there's a core group of young players that is being formed, that are getting better on a daily basis, that hopefully they can see that we will be better next year. It'll be better next year with some adjustments here and there. And for me, the future is bright here. Thank you. Thank you so much. I think that's a positive sentiment. I think there's a lot of truth in that. There's a 100% truth in what Warren Schaefer said, in why he said that, and his belief in what he said. That is true. That is undoubtedly true. Now, from where I'm standing, will they really be a lot better? Is there a core group of young players to build around currently at the major league level? Because he's not talking about the minor league guys. That's definitely something that's been similar or a crossover between Bud Black and Warren Schaefer, because Buddy, you know, would touch on talking about certain prospects, but he wanted to talk about the players that were on his team up here in the majors because they were going to impact the game. And he wanted to talk about that day's game, didn't want to look down the line. Warren Schaefer doesn't want to talk about the minor league guys. He only cares about the guys that are in his clubhouse right now. That's all he can care about. That's all he can care about. So will they be better next year? Yeah, they've got to be. There's no way that they could be on the precipice of 120 losses for two consecutive years. In fact, I don't know the most amount of losses any team has compiled in consecutive years. But look, Colorado is going to be gunning for that. They're not going to be gunning for it, but they very well could be in line for that. Because they've got the big number out of the way. This year will be the big number. And then next year, I mean, shoot, they lose 105, 108. They very well could lose more games in any consecutive seasons than any MLB club in the history of the sport. That's on the table. Avoiding 100 losses next year seems really, really hard considering how many losses they've had this year. It's really, really hard. Schaefer also went on to discuss this week about the slow start, you know, getting behind early in the first inning. And he said, well, you know, it wasn't exactly sure what to pinpoint it on, you know, getting outscored in the first frame. But, you know, he said, well, we got a young roster. Sometimes we can lack some patience in the first few innings. But when you look at this team from the seventh inning to the ninth, a lot better. And you could argue better than their opponents, which I think has a lot of truth and a lot of validity to it. Is he thinking about his future with the club? No. And that's the truth. He's not. He can't worry about that. He's worried about the final 10 games of the season. 9 games now. That's all he can worry about. And so that is what he's worrying about. That can be the beautiful part of baseball, is that you play one day at a time. As Clint Hurdle said in his great book, Hurdleisms, you got to learn how to shower well, right? Like, all right, I had a bad game. Hey, I'm going to have a good shower now. You got to flush it because tomorrow you get a new chance. You get a new opportunity. But that is an opportunity. If you start thinking about 2 weeks when the season's over, you're going to miss the opportunity today. You have another chance. I can remember when I was a teacher, I was a substitute at the time, and I would hear at this one school, the high school teacher would, the principal would say, make it a great day or not, the choice is yours. And it's true. If you want it to be a great day, you're going to make it a great day. If you don't want it to be, okay, then it's not. Just like Henry Ford said, if you think you can or can't do something, you're right. And so Warren Schaefer and his roster and his coaching staff, they have an opportunity to do something every single day. And that is an opportunity you cannot pass up. You cannot worry about the offseason. Schaefer also was asked about using an opener, and he said, yeah, he was a fan of it. Now, teams don't really use openers anymore in 2025. I'm not exactly sure why. You know, I know there was a lot of discussion in the fraternity of managers that, like, hey, we need to sort of police ourselves and, you know, not go down certain roads. Certainly the sign stealing one was a route that I think a lot of the managers discussed and said, hey, this isn't good for our game. Let's not really do that. But the opener, you know, if you want to reestablish the prestige of the starting pitcher, you don't want to use openers. You want to see the starting pitcher. You want to see the dude. You want to see the ace. You want to see the guy that's getting paid a heck of a lot more money than a relief pitcher in the box score or on the MLB at-bat app. You want to know who's starting that day, right? You don't want to see Dennis Santana for the Pirates when you know Paul Skenes is going to go the next six innings from innings 2 through 7. No one wants to see Dennis Santana. No knock on him. He's having a nice little season, closing games after David Bednar was traded. But we're talking about Paul Skenes. Let's see him. Let's get excited for his six innings, not the one inning from the opener. So it's certainly something I think the Rockies could explore, because I don't think the same thing is true. There's no Paul Skenes on the Rockies. So you're not saying, hey, but who's going to be going 4, 5, 6 innings with the Rockies starting rotation? Sure, it might do a disservice to a guy like a Chase Dolander, especially if he puts together a really solid year. But even still, an opener, hey, Warren Schaefer is actually open to it, which is pretty cool. You do like to see that. Now, with this Angel series, some of the promotional notes. Friday, if you're heading out to the game tonight, oh, one of my favorite giveaways. In fact, you should know. You should know by now. You've been listening to me long enough what my favorite giveaway is. And I might have to amend it to say that this one in particular, it's like 1A and 1B. 1A, in terms of magnet schedules, is this one on Friday. It's this one. Now, 1B is the magnet schedule you get at the beginning of a season at home. And yeah, that's great. That's exciting. I used to get amped for that. But the deeper I've gotten to this industry and my addictions for baseball have me to the point where I need the schedule where the 6 months in the offseason, I'm looking at the schedule. So I need that 2026 magnet schedule now. And Friday, you're going to get it. There's not going to be times on, I don't think on any of the games, it'll just be the generic schedule of here's where they're going, here's who they're playing. I don't even think it'll show, like, you know, what the fireworks games are, but you'll know where they're at, who they're playing at home and on the road. And oh, I love that. Today will also be the final time you'll get an opportunity to see them wear the City Connect 2.0 uniforms. Last time for that. I think they look great. I think the pink might be a little bit too pink, but on TV, it definitely translates and it looks really solid. Great concept. I loved talking about it when they did release that. Go over to the Rockies Insider channel and you can see a lot of the, at the time it was exclusive content from, you know, what the uniforms are going to look like. What was the inspiration? What, you know, were some of the different things that they might even think about doing for City Connect 3.0? Because those ideas were out there from some of the people I spoke with in the merchandising department. So final day for that. And maybe most importantly to a lot of fans going to the game, it's the fan appreciation post-game fireworks. I'll be honest, I have not stuck around for fireworks in a long time at Coors Field, maybe even pre-pandemic, because it's just a madhouse. So I'll bring my stuff downstairs, talk with Warren Schaefer, talk with the players, and then immediately jump in my car, beat the crowd when everyone's finally taken their seat. A lot of times the lights are still on. They haven't even turned them off. And I'm so far away that by the time the fireworks go off, that they're not even in my rearview mirror. So that's how I roll. Does that make me a curmudgeon? I don't know, maybe, but I got to pick my battles sometimes when it comes to covering a team, late nights, going into a weekend, balancing family commitments, all that good stuff. All the stuff you don't really care about or want to hear because it's like, dude, come on. You get to cover baseball. Yeah, I know. No, I know. Saturday, nothing going on. There is a Los Rockies special ticket package, but you got to pay separate for that. So you'll see that all around the ballpark. But again, it's really just exclusive if you want to drop a couple extra bucks. And then Sunday, Fan Appreciation Day, as they always do on the final homestand, or the final game of the final homestand. Players and coaches walking around the ballpark, thanking the fans with that traditional lap around the warning track after the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Last year was just insane because it was Charlie's last time, Charlie Blackman's last one, and he just did not want to leave the field, and you don't blame him. And that was actually the final game of his career. That was it. That was done. There was no road trip after that. So pretty awesome that he did get to finish his last game at home. So that was really great. And I know they do other things where they have special giveaways. I don't remember this specifically, but I did see that they're going to give out 100 randomly selected fans to take home a fan appreciation bag that has a player signed jersey, a ball, or a bat, along with other surprises they're going to give out. Maybe they have done something like that specifically, but perhaps they've never released what number, like how many they're actually going to give out. So that's a decent amount. That's pretty awesome that if you come out to the ballpark, again, for the last time, for like 6 months, you know, go out, enjoy it. If you'd like, it's going to be a day game. You know, the temperatures have definitely cooled a lot. It's great. In the morning, there's definitely a chill, but I'm for it. I'm all for it. So Friday night, we got Bradley Blaylock against Mitch Ferris. Saturday, Herman Marquez in what could be his final start in Denver as a member of the Colorado Rockies against Kyle Hendricks. And then Sunday, Kyle Freeland against Caden Dana. And I mentioned at the top of the show how important it is to win. It is not important to win at all costs. By no means is it not. But there was a report from The Athletic you might have seen over the weekend that they reported on a situation in Detroit, which has been, you know, kind of bad and kind of is an understatement. It's been rather bad as of late because their front office has had some not good people in it. Well, I'll put it like that. Over the last 2 years, in fact, 8 different men in the Tigers front office had been accused of misconduct toward women. They range from offensive comments to even some physical confrontations, according to this story. 6 of those 8 right now no longer work for the organization. Another one was suspended last week because of it. And this article just kind of brings to light that, you know, some organizations, they might have more success than others, but they might not have great success in, you know, having good people around. The Rockies definitely do that. And I'm gonna end it there in terms of comparing the Rockies to, you know, what the Tigers have going on, because I think all organizations can have good people that do a good job in their front office or on their rosters or on their coaching staff. And sure, players aren't going to be angels, but something like sexual harassment is just unacceptable, period. The report that the Athletic put out also states that the Tigers are one of three teams, the Texas Rangers, who've gotten themselves on a couple of not so nice lists, and the Los Angeles Angels, are three teams that do not provide paid maternity leave, which is shocking in 2025. That's just crazy. It's nice to see that Major League Baseball is allowing so many players a paternity leave, because I can almost not never remember something like that happening in the 90s and the 2000s. Maybe 10 years ago, that was something that would happen on a rare occasion. And now it's something that, you know, it was collectively bargained. It's in the CBA, and players are taking advantage of it, and they should. And it's not really taking advantage of, it's just, you should be there for the birth of a child, period. For your child, for your spouse, for your family, for yourself. This is entertainment. Baseball is entertainment. It is a sport, and there's a lot of money on the table with wins and losses, no doubt about it, but it's not life and death. The birth of a child is life. So, you know, shame on the Detroit Tigers. If you're looking for a team to not root for this year in the postseason, you know, you might want to put the Detroit Tigers at the bottom of the list because of some of the people that they've been employing. It doesn't take a ton to find good people that make good choices. It doesn't take a lot to get those kind of characters in your organization and still work hard and still try to win ball games and advance an organization and make improvements and do great work. It's possible to have all of those things. So for the Rockies, you've got good people. There's no doubt about it. When I go to the ballpark, it's nothing but good people. I do feel like I am surrounded by family. Yeah, it's like a work family, but still, the people that I work around are just really good, kind, genuine people all throughout the Rockies organization. Now, I think it's Colorado's opportunity to find more of these good people, but people that are really, really going to help move the needle and get this organization back on track and winning and have certain knowledge that their current front office doesn't already have. Try to change some things from the inside. You can do that with good people, but right now the Rockies need to do that with folks from outside their organization and from any organization other than the Detroit Tigers right now, which have really just been embroiled in all kinds of scandals over the last couple of years. Not a good look for the Tigers. At Patrick D. Lyons, at Patrick D. Lyons MLB, and the Rockies Insider over on YouTube. Check me out on X and Blue Sky. Appreciate you dropping by. Sunday, you know, I will be live. That's the plan. Final game at Coors Field once everything wraps up. Man, that's going to be a late night for me, come to think of it. Oof. Will I be live? You might just have to tune in. You might just have to subscribe to the Rockies Insider channel on YouTube so that you will get a notification if and when I am live Sunday from the game. No matter what happens, you know I'll be back on Monday, dropping five more episodes during the week. We'll see what happens in the offseason. Might dip down to four. Certainly not three. That's not enough, is it? It's not. But I'll give you four during the offseason. Should have a lot of fun speculating on what comes next. And hopefully we'll have some meat. We'll have some meat to actually chew on, and we won't be sucking on bones and bone broth. That's it. Like that's not really enough to sustain us in the offseason. It's one of the reasons why people, I don't think, really are caring much about this organization, is because in the offseason, there's nothing to care that much about because they're always so quiet. This year, maybe some of that changes with some moves within the front office. I'll keep you posted. if and when that does happen. Appreciate you dropping by, as always. But that kind of momentum you've provided me here with today, it can only be as good as my next show. So, of course, I'll talk to you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.